like Gary Neal. Schlepping around, Danny Green schlepping around for who knows, and finally it works for him. So that could be one or two of these guys, who knows. Or it could be another team that walks in and says, hey, we love this guy, we love that guy. So that's what it's all about.
Kawhi was telling us yesterday that he just doesn't want to be a spot-up shooter in this league. He can do more things, and that's kind of what he's doing with him out here.
Exactly. We want him to rebound it, push it up the floor himself. We want to get it thrown ahead to him and have him go attack the rim. We want to put him in pick and rolls, let him make decisions, pass it, drive it, pull up and shoot, whatever. So he expands his game because he's going to be a good one. We don't want him to just be a spot-up shooter in the corner.
This is probably the best question. Morgan, killing myself already. But the offseason, has it been relatively – you brought the whole team back for the most part. Is that unique for you guys? The last few years, it seems like there's been some –
lots of times, you know, you don't have a choice because of contracts or numbers or, you know, whatever. This year, we were just able to do everything and stand with the tax at the same time, which is a goal. We want to stand with the tax. Just try to do a good job business-wise. And so signing Timmy and Danny and Boris and Patty Mills, we felt fortunate we were able to do all that and stand with the tax. I'm not sure we're going to be able to do it.
Internally, you felt you had all the pieces. It's a matter of bringing them all back.
Yeah. You know, we had a very good year, and you know, went a pretty long ways. We'd like to have gone further, but we'd like to keep that group together. You know, Boris just arrived. Basically, Danny's first year, Kawhi's first year. I think we can get better. So we'll stick with the group and see how it goes.
How contentious were those Duncan negotiations?
He was just as big a pain in the neck as he was when he almost went to Orlando. He toyed with me. He lied to me. He intimidated me. He threatened me. And in the end, it worked out. But I had to take much abuse to get it done.
You're probably not surprised that guys like Duncan, guys like Garnett, 36 years old, they're still getting deals. You know, in Dallas, Dirk's getting to that age. And people talk
and he'll
about,
get a deal too.
Yeah, he'll get a deal too. I mean, it's these guys can play till 39, 40 years old.
Well, you know, those are three great examples of that, how they take care of themselves. You know, if you look at the year with Kevin Garnett and Tim Duncan, that's just pretty incredible. But it's a tribute to how they take care of themselves and to their basketball IQ. They don't just depend on athleticism. Timmy's never been a big defender of athleticism. You know, Kevin Lee Jones was, you know, much more athletic in that regard. But now even he's got to depend more on his basketball IQ than his athleticism. And that makes players last in the league along with taking care of themselves. But those are two great examples.
From what you've seen of Nando DeColo, which might not be much, what kind of player is he? Because I haven't seen him at all.
He's a basketball player. And I watched him in London last year, as a, whatever you call that thing I went to, pre-Olympic something or other. And then watched him on film. But that was the first time where I really saw him in person. And he's got good size, 6'4 and a half, 6'5. Not a great athlete, but good enough athlete, but really understands the game. He can shoot it, he can pass it. I kind of think of him sometimes like a poor man's Danny Ainge. You know, Danny was a better athlete than this kid is, but and a little bit bigger. But he really understands how to play the game. He's a good basketball player. Fits in well with the group and makes good decisions. That kind of thing. Finishes on the break. He's going to be fun to watch.
You imagine he'll get a look at both guard spots?
Yeah, a little bit of both. Somehow or other, we don't end up with a pure point to back up. We have these guys that we sort of mold or push into it, you know, somehow or other.
So, basketball players.
Yeah, just play basketball. You know, and Gary actually is getting better at it. You didn't have a clue when he started, and now he's a little bit better. Can I go?
Go for it.
You guys got anything?
Thanks.
I got one thing.
Okay. He's like a sponge. He just wants to get better. I mean, he can tell you that, I don't know, just about every practice, he's there early, he stays after, he's shooting, he's working on stuff. He really wants to be good, so he's been a joy to work with.
I think he's come out of his shell, too. I heard him say a bad word on the court yesterday.
We had breakfast.